This morning, we're going to read in the book of Deuteronomy, in the Old Testament, about Moses reminding the Israelites about what happened when they came very close to the land of Canaan. Now, before we read about that, we're going to take a look at a map, which may help us keep straight the things that we're about to read about. Take a look at this map. Can you see this map? Take a look at this map. Does anybody know or recognize anything in this map?
Oh, that red line.
The red line. You see the red line? That's an important part of this map.
That means they go to...
It means where they're going to go, right?
Pharaoh.
Very good. You said Pharaoh, and yes?
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Yes? You don't remember? Well, this part of the map is called Egypt, and that's where Pharaoh put the Israelites into slavery, way over here. And down here is the wilderness with Mount Sinai. Yes, do you recognize something in the map?
Yeah, isn't that the map of Canaan?
Canaan, that's a very important part of the map. That's way over here. So you can see how far the Israelites were from Canaan when they started out. And this red line, which you mentioned, that's the path that they took out of Egypt once the Lord freed them from the slavery of Pharaoh. And then they went down and crossed the Red Sea right here. You might remember that's when the Lord split apart the sea and they walked right through. That happened down here across the Red Sea. Then they went into the wilderness to Mount Sinai. Does anyone remember? Yeah. Mount Sinai is where the Lord gave them the Ten Commandments and many more laws. Yeah, and then they came right up here, and this part is something we're going to focus on today. You see, they came up here and then went back down south. This is just below the promised land, the land of Canaan. They sent 12 spies to look at the land of Canaan because the Lord had promised that to the people. And when the 12 spies came back, two of them said, "We can take this land. There are enemies there, but the Lord can help us conquer them." And the other 10 said, "They are too powerful. The Lord is not going to be able to help us conquer the land because the enemies there are too powerful." So that's why the line goes back down here. That's 40 years in the wilderness that they had to spend because they didn't believe the Lord could get them into Canaan. And then after 40 years, they came back in and the Lord delivered them into the land of Canaan, the promised land. So what we're going to read about this morning is the part that took place right up here, where the spies came back, and there were two spies that knew the Lord could help them take the land of Canaan. So listen carefully for the names of those two spies.
The ten spies were too powerful.
And we're going to read about how they said just that. So listen for the name of the two spies who gave the good report, and then also listen for one more thing that's going to be a little bit harder to pay attention to. Listen for the group of people that the Lord said would be able to get into the land of Canaan. So the names of the two spies and the group of people. Are you ready to listen for those things? This is in the book of Deuteronomy, and the Israelites are responding to the bad report, the evil report it's called, from the 10 spies. "Where shall we go up? Our brothers, the spies, have melted our heart, saying, 'The people is greater and more exalted than we. The cities are great and fortified to heaven, and we have seen the sons of the Anakim there.'" So the report said the sons of the Anakim are there. Those were powerful and mighty warriors. They actually are called giants in different parts of the word. So the spies came back and said, "Cities that are fortified, very hard to defeat, and huge giant warriors are in this land." And then Moses said, "And I said to you, yep, you shall not be terrified, neither shall you fear them. Yehovah, your God, who walks before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen that Yehovah thy God bore thee as man bears his son, in all the way that you went, until you came even to this place." So Moses is saying, remember everything the Lord did for you all on this part of your journey. He did some amazing things for you. But he's saying, but now in this thing, none of you believed in Yahuwah your God, because the people didn't think the Lord could get them into Canaan. And Yahuwah heard the voice of your words and was enraged and promised, saying, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land which I promised to give to your fathers. Except, now you're going to hear the names of the two spies who could get in and listen for the third group. So except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land he has walked on. And Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before thee, he shall come there. Confirm him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit the land. And your infants, whom you said should be a plunder, and your sons who today do not know between good and evil, they shall go in there, and to them will I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the wilderness by way of the Suf Sea. Go back down into the wilderness. So what were the names of the two spies? Does anyone remember one of them? Yes?
Caleb
was one of the spies who said, the Lord will get us into Canaan. What was the name of the other one? Yes?
Joshua.
Joshua was the other spy who gave the good report, saying the Lord will help us conquer the sons of the Anakim who are there.
But the other one said, but doesn't say that because they're powerful.
That's exactly right. And here's the hard question. What was the group that the Lord said would also get in? Did you pick that up? That was a lot harder to remember. Does anyone remember? Yes?
Infants.
The infants. Now, isn't that interesting? Yes. In the book of Numbers, it says that everybody under the age of 20 at this point, they would be able to get in after wandering 40 years in the wilderness. Now, do you know what infants mean in the word? Do you know what infants mean? Little ones, little children? Yes? Yes. And even older than babies can still be included in this idea of... It means innocence. Innocence. Little children means innocence. And you know what innocence means? Innocence means when you're willing to follow the Lord. Now, do you think that Caleb and Joshua, do you think they were willing to follow the Lord?
No.
They, is that what you're all going to say? Yes? Yes? Do you think they were willing to follow the Lord? Do you think they believed and understood that the Lord would help them defeat these mighty enemies? What do you think? Yes, they knew and had confidence that he could do that. Now let's think about why the infants, those under 20, would be allowed in too. Do you think little children, do you think you believe and trust that the Lord will help you when you ask him?
Oh.
Yes, what do you think?
Yes.
Because you have innocence, which is a willingness to follow the Lord.
I don't know.
And when you read the word, you will know and you will hear that the Lord will lead you into the land of Canaan. Yes, so when we think about this story and think about the path that the Israelites took, we can remember that Joshua and Caleb got into the Holy Land and that the infants who grew up also got into the Holy Land. Yes, because infancy means innocence. And a willingness to follow the Lord. And when you grow up, if you're willing to follow the Lord, just like Joshua and Caleb and the infants, you too will get into the Holy Land, will get into heaven.
No, dear.
Amen.